Pledged to stay out of politics, high-profile barrister and member of the Order of Australia, Julian Burnside, has insisted the state of Australian politics has reached the point where he can no longer sit on the sidelines. Today, Mr. Burnside was announced as the Greens candidate for the seat of Kooyong, where Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is the sitting member. According to polling expert and analyst Ben Rowie, the once safe Liberal seat could go to the hands of a challenger.
Probably he needs to probably come second on the primary vote, so getting ahead of the Labor candidate and Oliver Yates, and then getting enough preferences. So I think it's going to be pretty difficult to predict. There was a ReachTel poll last year in December that had Labor on 52% of the two-party preferred vote, so I do think that it does indicate there is enough people there who are willing to vote for a change. But it's going to be one of these seats that's going to be very hard to predict and will be interesting to see what happens on election.
Miles Holbrook-Walk asked Mr. Burnside why he's decided now is the time to run for Parliament.
Representative democracy does not work if the representatives do not listen to their constituents. And the one serious promise that I make, which I will keep, is that I will make a point of listening to my constituents. Now, I remember, you probably remember, when the Greens were founded, the Greens were seen then as just a group of environmentalists with nothing much else. But they've got a full suite of policies across the board. All of their policies come down at heart to policies that are concerned about human rights, individual people.
The government might argue they've actually acted on in the last couple of weeks. Kids off Nauru is a commitment of the Morrison government, as well as several announcements regarding climate change last week, including a revamped $2 billion plan as well. That's a kind of extension on the former Abbott government's policy towards climate change. Some might say the issues you're standing on, the government's already addressed adequately and may have even outflanked you. Are you worried the wave has passed a bit on the issues you're taking the government on?
No. No, not at all. And as for kids off Nauru, you're right, the kids have been brought off Nauru. There's still more than 1,000 people languishing in Nauru and Manus. And the kids off Nauru, I did one of the very first cases to try and bring a child off Nauru who desperately needed medical care, which could not be provided in Nauru, and the government paid lawyers to go along and oppose that. If they're pretending to be serious about caring for people that they've banged up, it's just too little, too late.
Oliver Yates has already announced his candidacy in the field. Some have already raised this idea that your entry into the race as a high-profile candidate might actually fracture the vote in your efforts to unseat Josh Frydenberg. Is that concerning to you at all?
If it was correct, yes, it would worry me. But people overlook the fact that we've got a preferential voting system, and I think that analysis is incorrect.
There are a lot of people who are even self-declared supporters of yours who are saying that you don't have much of a chance of winning. Do you think you'll be successful in unseating the Treasurer?
A bit too early to tell. But I think Josh Frydenberg's greatest achievement might be being an ex-MP.
I notice on your website you've actually spoken about defending people against billionaires and your own record as a barrister and a member of the QC previously. You've also defended some people in your time, such as Alan Bond, who's not only a billionaire but also a convicted fraudster. Does that contradict the message that you're putting out about fighting against billionaires?
No. There's a principle at the Victorian Bar. If you're offered a brief and you're available, then you must take it. And I think that's a very, very important principle because everyone is entitled to fair representation and a fair hearing.
Can you confirm whether or not you're going to preference Labor ahead of Liberal?
If I had the final say on preferences, which I guess I don't because I'm standing for a party, I would say I'd rather my preferences go to Labor than to Liberal.
And would you make the same commitment for Oliver Yates over the government?
Oh, yes.
Have you had any communication with Oliver Yates today about whether or not he might make the same move to preference yourself ahead of Josh Frydenberg?
I've had one meeting with Oliver Yates, and I think it's fair to say that it's a bit early to be making predictions like that.
Was that meeting today?
No.
Are you worried that this is all a little bit ad hoc and on the fly?
No. The Greens are interestingly impressive. I was astonished to discover just how sophisticated they are and how mature they are as another political party in this country.
Barrister Julian Burnside ending that report by Miles Holbrook-Walk, and you can find the full interview on our website. The Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has also provided a statement to The Wire saying, "No seats are safe across Australia. I certainly do not take anything for granted locally."